This is Faith in Action, the program that looks at how ordinary people are putting their faith into action in their everyday lives. Faith in Action is produced by Catholic Radio Indy. It covers a wide variety of guests and topics. If you have any comments or suggestions for the program, please contact Bridget. That's B-R-I-G-I-D, Bridget at CatholicRadioIndy.org, or call us at 317-870-8400. And now, here's today's edition of Faith in Action.
This is Faith in Action. I'm Bridget Ayer, and I am actually going to be doing this show solo because Jim's on vacation, so he'll be back next week. I want to start off the show with a prayer, so we always do that. So everyone, join me in prayer silently. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, amen. Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of us, your faithful, and kindle in us the fire of your love. Send forth your Spirit, and we shall be created, and you shall renew the face of the earth. O God, who by the light of the Holy Spirit instructs the hearts of the faithful, grant that by that same Holy Spirit we may be truly wise and ever rejoice in his consolations through Christ our Lord. Amen. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen. And it's always great. I guess everyone can pray aloud as well. They don't have to pray silently. Just glad that you're with us. And I do want to do a little housekeeping, as I say. Many people may be aware that we do have a new station on the air in South Indy. It's around Greenwood. It's South Indy all the way down to Columbus, and it is 89.5 FM. So I just want to welcome our listeners on the south side of Indianapolis. And if you are on social media, Catholic Radio is on social media as well. We are on Facebook, LinkedIn, Instagram, and Twitter. So the easiest way to follow us is to just go to our CatholicRadioIndy.org website and then click on any of the social media icons, and you can just follow us that way. So we'd love to have you follow us there. Well, we're going to get right into our topic. You know, we're kind of into the summer months, and I always think about vacation and actually camping. I'm a camper, if you didn't know that. But we're going to be talking about a new group aimed at connecting Catholics who are RVers or campers. And joining us on the show today is the creator of a Facebook group called Catholic RV and Camping. And our guest today is Jody Dobson. Welcome.
Thank you, Bridget. Great to talk to you.
And what's really super cool is Jody just reached out to me on our Facebook platform and just messaged me and said, hey, I'm doing this Catholic camping group and I'd love to talk to you about that. And I'm like, hey, I'm a camper. Perfect for Faith in Action. So thanks for reaching out that way. So tell us a little bit about your background. Like, I guess, have you been a lifelong camper, a lifelong Catholic?
So I am a lifelong Catholic. I grew up in a great Irish Catholic family in the Boston area. And I moved to Indy in the mid 80s and I married an amazing Hoosier. And he loves to camp. So he was the one that really got me into the great outdoors. We've been lucky enough to be part of Our Lady of Mount Carmel for over 35 years. And shout out to all our holy priests and deacons and our religious. We have just been so blessed to have such great spiritual guides over the years that we've been part of Our Lady of Mount Carmel. And I'm delighted to hear that you're a camper because you just shared that with me and that's fabulous.
Yeah. And the funny thing is when you reached out to me, I for some reason, I thought that maybe you were at my home parish, which is Our Lady Mount Carmel. And I asked you that and I was like, that's so funny. There's so many people you just meet, not at the parish, but that are from the parish,
right?
You know?
Yep, absolutely. So, and then I'm surprised when I see someone and I think, why haven't we met before? We've been probably moving around in parallel at the church.
Yeah, yeah. So now, how long have you been camping and what type of a camper are you? That's another thing, because there's lots of different types of campers. Now, I'm more of a tent mm-hmm. camper.
Mm-hmm. So we have a travel trailer.
Oh, that's nice.
Which is an RV you pull behind a truck.
Okay.
It's not a fifth wheel. A fifth wheel are those giant things, and they have these big trucks that pull them, and they are separate. we don't have anything that big. And then there are RVs where you ride inside them and it's actually your car too, right? Like a Class A where the engine's part of the RV and you ride as one unit. And a lot of times people will pull a car or they'll have motorcycles or something. So we have a very modest RV. It's a little on the small side because I also have to drive the truck while we pull it. And I'm the nervous one. My husband could drive the huge RVs, but no, not me. So anyway, and we've been camping on long weekends and, you know, a trip here and there for about 4 years. We got the RV right as COVID was starting. So that was fortuitous because wow. When we came out of quarantine, we were able to travel quite a bit and we didn't have to go in anywhere. We could pump gas, but we could use our own facility. So it really, we felt really fortunate that we could kind of get going faster than some of the other ways people would, you know, we weren't comfortable flying, whatever. So it just worked out. As I said, it's a little bit of a smaller camper. One of the reasons we have to be campers is my husband is a very interesting man. He likes a lot of gadgets. He likes radios. We have to bring the dog. And then we have all these things. We have road bikes. We have e-bikes. We have kayaks. We have all kinds of things that come with us when we travel. And that wouldn't fit in your normal hotel room, right?
Oh, yeah.
So we're a little bit like a big caravan with all this stuff hanging off the RV when we go. But it's great. And we have a lot of fun.
We're talking with Jody Dobson. She is the creator of Camp Catholic RV and Camping. It is a Facebook group. And I got to ask you, so you've been lifelong Catholic?
Yes, absolutely. Yes. And my husband's a convert, but he's catching up fast.
You know, those converts usually do have a way of kind of just putting it on the gas once they get rolling, you know?
Yeah. Well, every now and then he'll say, now, why do you do that? Yeah, just roll with it.
And, you know, a lot of Catholics can ask that, lifelong Catholic can ask
right,
that same
true.
Question too. You know, we have to
that's true.
Constantly learn. But let me ask you, how did you come up with this idea to kind of start this Facebook group to kind of bring those two things together, the Catholic part and the camping part?
So I remember one of our first camping trips, we were in Florida. It was great. We met some really fun people. There were a couple different families around us. We had a great evening talking. There was a campfire. It was just, you know, sometimes you just connect with people. So that was fine. It was great. The next morning we woke up and they had moved. They were gone. Mm-hmm. And it occurred to me, you know, I love this. I love meeting new people. It's great when you connect. But the odds of us ever encountering those people again, zero.
Mm-hmm.
So, and you can exchange, you know, contact information or whatever, but sometimes you meet people and it's just not that formalized or that feels a bit awkward. So the other thing that happened is I realized that I knew about them on a very superficial level.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that I wanted to do is start a group that was faith-based. So as we encountered Catholics in our travels or people met us, I wanted to be more overt about how we shared that and make that a true piece of what we do when we're on the road.
You know, it is funny, anybody that camps, you do meet the coolest people, but you do feel kind of weird unless you have like so I have a Catholic Radio Indy sticker on the back of my car. So people might say, oh, you know, I listen to Catholic radio, you know, are you Relevant Radio or EWTN? What, you know, what network are you? So, you know, people might strike up a conversation in that way. They see like maybe a rosary in the car, but otherwise you're kind of, you know, you're just kind of, you'd have to really say something if you got a cross on or something. But yeah, I could see how it would be neat to have that faith dimension when you are traveling.
Yes. Or else you're just kind of ships passing in the night, right?
Yeah. Now, are there certain areas, like, have you been like seeking out when you guys do travel or when you do camp, are you like, there's so many cool religious sites just around the United States that you can see that maybe you don't even know are there. And then all of a sudden you see it on a map or you're searching something on Google and you find, oh, there's like these really cool Catholic sites around where I'm going. Have you seen any of those or have you sought out those as you travel?
That's a great question. I absolutely love to visit shrines and Catholic churches when we travel.
I'm the same way.
And I love to talk to people like you who can share, you know, their favorite shrines, and it could be all over the world. And we love to go to Mass at other churches. I love a good Catholic gift store. One of my weaknesses is I have to hit those. One of our favorite stops, and we've been several times on the way to Florida, I think once on the way back, is Mother Angelica's Shrine in Hanceville, Alabama. It's called the Most Blessed Sacrament. Such a spiritual place. You can't be there and not be overwhelmed by the Holy Spirit. I cry every time I go there. My husband's just ready for it at this point. It's ugly crying too, right? It's just so spiritual. You know when the Holy Spirit just pulls you over, and that is one of those places. So I like to share on, with other Catholics that I know. Well, the Facebook group gives me a chance to share experiences like that with Catholics who camp or RV all over the country, or, you know, maybe someday all over the world. And likewise, they can tell me the things that they've encountered that have really moved them from a faith perspective.
Well, you know, what's really interesting, and this is the one thing I really, really do love about social media, is that you can find out about things that are happening, you know, with other like faithful Catholics. I'm in a bunch of other Catholic groups, and just things that are happening in and around the city that you maybe like at other parishes that you didn't know about, or just like you said, different really cool shrines. Now, I hope a lot of our audience might be familiar with the Huntsville. How do you say it?
Hanceville. It's kind of, yeah.
Yeah. They might be familiar with that. Our GM, Gordon Smith, who runs Catholic Radio, he and his wife recently went there. And when he came back, he was telling me all about it. He's like, oh, he goes, you and your family have to go down there. And so now you're another person that's been down there.
It's beautiful.
Now, what about we travel and we camp around Michigan a lot, and we found some really cool. There's that big cross in the woods. Are you familiar with that?
I haven't. Coincidentally, we're going to Michigan tomorrow.
Oh, wow.
And there's a shrine where we're going. My husband actually preemptively told me, oh, by the way, there's a shrine where we're going. He made the plans. And I thought, great, that's fabulous. I can't wait.
So now the group itself, it's called Catholic RV and Camping. It's on Facebook. So if anyone listening is on that, is on the Facebook platform, you might want to check that out. Now, it looks like there are over 100 people in the group right now, and I just got on there recently today, and I wasn't able to see all the members. But where are people located? I mean, regionally, are they mostly your friends from Our Lady of Mount Carmel that know about it, or people that you've met along the way? Who's a part of the group right now that you're aware of?
It is not just people at Our Lady. Actually, I don't think there are too many people at Our Lady. There are quite a few from Indiana. They're from all over the country. And I've just kind of picked them up as I have had discussions on other camping sites and invited people to join. And then I also have a QR code that I printed out, and that is on a flag that we have at the campsite.
Oh, okay.
And so we've had people stop and say, I'm Catholic. This is great to know. And they join the group. And then I've actually met them in person too, which most of the people I haven't met. And it's a very small group right now, but I just started it. I started it in January. I'm still working. My husband's retired. But one of my goals for the summer, as we move around more, is to really grow the group, because this is evangelization. That's the goal, right? It's nice to compare camping tips. There are hundreds of those sites. What this needs to be is evangelization, because we need to spread the word, and we need to be more outgoing in the way that we let people know that we are Catholic. We can't be timid.
No doubt. We need to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk more with Jody Dobson, really about evangelization in camping. So one of my favorite topics. So stay tuned. We'll talk some more about this when we have more Faith in Action.
You're listening to Catholic Radio Indy, converting the culture to Christ through radio, featuring 100% Catholic programming 24/7. Do your friends a favor. Tell them about Catholic Radio Indy. An interview with Father Trenton Rauch and his story on how Catholic radio influenced his vocation.
I was not struck by lightning and knocked off my horse. I had a lot of time driving in the car listening to the radio, and I just gotten to a point where I would prefer to listen to something that would be intellectually stimulating. And at the same time, I was learning about the faith, particularly the apologetics.
Catholic Radio, building faith, building vocations.
Welcome back to Faith in Action. I'm Bridget Ayer. Jim is off this week on vacation, enjoying himself, ironically, in Michigan. Now, he's not RVing it, like he's not camping, but he is enjoying some vacation time. We're talking with Jody Dobson. She is the creator of Catholic RV and Camping. And before we went to the break, we were talking about evangelization. So obviously, the scope of this is really national, international, depending on where you go, but really trying to connect Catholic campers so that when you are on vacation, it's more than just camping and relaxing, but it's faith formation, you know, enjoying learning about the faith, but then also sharing that with other people. Do you have any stories about maybe people that you have met? And you touched on that a little bit earlier. Talk about some people that you've met.
Well, one of the things I realized, we met some great Army people. My husband's a veteran, and we have access to some of the military. They have campsites, believe it or not. And we met some people in Destin, Florida, who were Christians. They weren't Catholic, but they had a wonderful faith, and we had a great conversation about that. But one of the things, the realizations I had when we were at that campground in Destin just for the military, is everyone, we needed to up our military patriotic bling, right? Because they had portable flagpoles that lit up, and the flag, like, they had wind machines, so the flag would blow, and different signs and lights and just crazy things all over their RV and the area, right, where their RV is located, to do with the United States and patriotism. Fabulous. But I thought, why aren't we doing that with our Catholic things? Our Catholic faith is so rich and has so many layers. You could focus on your patron saint, or you could have, you know, something to do with Saint Joseph, who travels with families to keep them safe. So there's a lot of different things that we could do. But the point being is we need to evangelize people. And the Bible tells us to be doers of the word. And that means we have to take action. So as I said, I've decided to be more overt about my Catholicism, but in a loving, fun, humble and respectful way. I'm not preachy, you know, in people's faces. I know that not everyone will agree with me, but we always need to be able to give a reason for our joy. And Hebrews tells us to strive for peace with everyone. So we've developed some things for our RV and for the area around it, like the little yard you get when you camp, right?
Yeah.
I have a lady of Our Lady of Guadalupe flag. I have some other things that we put out because I thought, well, geez, if people are doing this with other things, you know, their dogs or people who have flamingos, that's fun. That's great. One guy had a giant tiki bar that he dragged with him, and they were really fun neighbors. But why aren't we doing that with our faith? So that was one of my inspirations.
Well, you know, that's really, I mean, and I can, as you're talking about this, you know, anyone that camps, you know, when people do camp and they set up their camp in, you know, some of these various places, I mean, some people really go all out and they really just kind of move in, you know, but I never thought about, and I'm kind of embarrassed to say this, but I've never thought about putting out all the Catholic stuff, you know, like the Mary in the yard, you know, or the flag. Now, granted, I've got my Catholic Radio Indy sticker on the car. I'll have to get you some, maybe supply some.
Definitely.
For you. Yeah, so people can, you know, listen to us, you know, 24/7 because we stream, you know, so they can get that on our app or whatever. But yeah, I mean, that's such a great witness. And I got to ask you, and we didn't talk about this beforehand, but did you have like some kind of a conversion or something that kind of made you feel like more, I don't know, gave you courage to kind of be more overt? Because I know not everyone's comfortable doing that.
I have to push myself. I'm as lazy as the next person. It's easier to just keep walking.
Yeah.
But I attribute my strong faith, and we're all on a journey. So, you know, I'm no different than anyone. I'm not special. But Christ Renews His Parish, our program at Our Lady, was really the beginning of me reigniting the faith that I was born with and I took for granted. And I truly was just checking the boxes.
Yeah.
So once I took Christ, I participated in Christ Renews, and you start to see the quilt that is Catholicism. It's like this ornate tapestry, right? With all these different pieces. And you can never know too much about your faith. And I actually took Christ Renews again recently because I wanted to meet some young people, and I did. So that was great. It was just as good the second time. Anyone that's considering it, it's different the second time, but just as worthwhile.
Yeah, you know, it's really interesting that you mentioned that because it was also, I also made Christ Renews. And what year did you make Christ Renews the first time? Do you remember?
Oh, it was probably 92.
Okay.
Maybe? It was a while ago.
Yeah, I made mine in 91. I actually made it at St. Joan of Arc down in Indianapolis. But yeah, I mean, that's kind of how I got into Catholic media. So you just don't know. But yeah, I mean, you kind of can be checking the boxes as a Catholic prior to that. But then, you know, your faith is reignited. And you think, you know, what, why did God put me here? And what should I be doing? Now, I have to say, you're the first person in all the years I've been doing interviews for people, both on Channel 8 and now on Catholic Radio for, I think, 8 years now, that is put these two together, Catholic
Oh,
and
interesting.
Camping. Yeah. And even when I...
Well...
Go ahead.
It's easy to find the group because when you go on Facebook and you search Catholic RV camping, whatever iteration, it's the only group. And to me, that's sad.
Yeah.
Because Satan loves it when we're embarrassed or afraid to be publicly Catholic. So if I can do something to spark a conversation or give someone a reason to introduce themselves, that's an opportunity to evangelize. And someone remembers that I acted in a considerate way or I said hello. They find out we're Catholics. I always want them to think, they were nice people. Those Catholics seem to be good people, right?
Yeah. Yeah. And I think just like as you were saying, I did the exact same thing right before we got started. I looked to see if there were any other, how easy it would be to find the group. And it was really easy. I mean, there was only one. And I thought, wow, that's pretty amazing. I mean, yes, it's sad, but it's also exciting that, you know, like the Holy Spirit led you to do this and you just started it recently. So, you know,
it was. And I would welcome a bunch of competition. The more we can spread the word, the better.
Yeah, there's plenty of work to do, right?
Right.
So what are your hopes or maybe your goals, you know, as you kind of go forward with this? Do you have any like vision? I mean, doing Bible studies with people or anything like that?
So the Facebook page is exactly what we've described, evangelization, sharing our faith. We also talk about other events. We're talking about the Eucharistic Congress here in Indy in July of 24. And that, I am so excited about that. There are multiple ways that people can get involved in that and participate. And one of the things that I envision, and this is still coming together, is that the Catholics that are traveling and coming via RV or want to camp during that Congress, that we could find a place to camp together and have some fellowship and some meetups around that interest. But at the very least, I want to get an interest in that area to get together at the Congress. One of the things I still need to explore, and if your listeners have a contact at the Motor Speedway, I would love to hear from them because I know they have camping facilities there because the drivers use them.
Oh.
And I would love to know if we could get a few Catholics in there to camp together during the Congress. It's before the races that start in August, so maybe, who knows? I'm just throwing it out there. It could be a miracle from this broadcast, but that's one of the things I'm working on. And then also, as we have groups of Catholics that connect via this Facebook, if we get a concentration in a certain area, or they're all going to Destin, Florida, or whatever, I do want to do meetups and have opportunities for people to meet in person. And then as a final note, I am developing, and this, I am not monetizing the Facebook group, just full disclosure, but there isn't a lot of bling for Catholics that camp. So I am creating a line of merchandise, and it's based on my patron saint, who is Saint Rita. And Saint Rita is associated with honeybees. When she was an infant, the honeybees flew in her mouth and they didn't sting her, which is one of those stories you tell your convert husband and he goes, now wait, what? Who had a baby out with honeybees? Anyway, we just roll with it. So that I'm developing a line of Saint Rita-inspired honeybee-themed products for Catholics who camp.
That is super cool. So the Facebook group is it's Catholic RV and Camping. And the other good thing about the group that I just thought of, whether you're a camper or not, you can kind of go there and see different sites and kind of see what you and other people are doing to kind of share their faith. I'm sure you're taking pictures of different people that you've met, or maybe even if you see other people's Catholic stuff, you know, you can put it and the honeybee merchandise,
right?
I suppose.
Yeah, right.
So
sure.
It just
That's
sounds
a great idea.
And it's just a fun way, you know, to share your faith. Our guest today has been Jody Dobson, creator of Catholic RV and Camping. You can connect with her at the camping group on Facebook. Just look for Catholic RV and Camping. And to connect with Catholic Radio Indy on social media, we are on LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Go to CatholicRadioIndy.org and click on any one of the social media icons to follow us there. We'd love to see you there. One more thing, if you are traveling and you want to take Catholic Radio Indy with you, the easiest way to do that is to download our app. You can do that at the Google Play Store or at iTunes and download the Catholic Radio Indy free app, and you can listen to us 24/7 right on your phone. Thank you so much, and God bless.
You've been listening to Faith in Action, the program that looks at how ordinary people are putting their faith into action in their everyday lives. Faith in Action is produced by Catholic Radio Indy. This program and all Faith in Action programs can be heard or downloaded as podcasts from CatholicRadioIndy.org. If you have a comment or suggestion for guests or topics for the program, please contact Bridget. That's B-R-I-G-I-D, Bridget at CatholicRadioIndy.org. Or call us at 317-870-8400. This program has been pre-recorded.